They said what?
Colin Cowherd, Joy Taylor today talking about Gronk and his... So Colin had some interesting predictions as far as Gronk goes for this season. Listen to this. This was on the Herd noon to 3 before us.
Gronk's going to be overwhelmingly a mentor, a tutor, and a blocking tight end. That's what he's going to be.
Well, they have two other
really good tight ends and two star receivers.
I will say, though, Gronk does look like he's back to his full weight.
Yeah.
That he I can't remember how much weight he said he lost, but he looks like he's back. The year off may have done his body good. I mean, every year, of course, you're going to get slower. And
I'll make a prediction.
He had a year off away from impact, but
34 catches, 4 touchdowns, and a tremendous red zone blocking tight end.
So Collins got Gronk with 34 catches on the season. That seems awfully light. Do you think he's where Colin was right or where Colin was wrong?
Yeah, I'll take the over on that one, Colin. I'm thinking more like 50 catches. And I thought that was a little bit low. No, 50 sounds about right to me. And I think I said about like 7 or 8 touchdowns. That's all you really need out of him. He doesn't have to be the sole weapon or the big weapon like he was with the Patriots. So I think that's what will be right around there.
He also has a quarterback that knows his every move, and he knows the quarterback's every move. And I think that's going to get him at least 40 or 50 catches. The problem is he going to be on the field for a lot of that? I mean, as Colin said, they've already got a pair of very good tight ends. They've got two other major options, 1,000-yard receivers to look for. I agree with Colin about the red zone, though. Brady starts fading back to pass. I think plan A is going to be Gronk.
Yeah, but he said red zone blocker, so he doesn't think he's going to be the first option there. My first reaction was this is incredibly light. But the more you go to it, I think it's still light. But, I mean, yeah, aren't I think you're 45 catches, 50 catches? Yeah. I think that probably – there's just not enough footballs to spread around. Evans is going to get 100 catches. Godwin's going to get 80 catches. You got running backs out of the backfield who Brady loves to throw to. You got Brate, you got Howard, you got Gronk. And you always have the caveat, if everyone's healthy, not everyone's going to get what they want.
No, but 32 is 2 catches a game. I got to give more than that, though.
Right? I am too, but I think in that 45 to 50.
Yeah, 50 is fine.
I think that's probably right. The question is for me, if I'm Gronk, why did I want to come back for that? I've already got my rings. I've already made my money. Now I have my health back. I have my mental health back, according to him. Why would I want to come back for a season where I'm... Okay, 38 catches, 46 catches. Why?
I think he missed it. 2, it is a chance to play with Tom Brady in another city. 3, I think he does want to still stick it to Belichick. I think his relationship with Belichick is a lot more saltier than Tom and Bill Belichick's relationship, so I think he wanted to do that. And you know what? He's probably coming back thinking he'll have more than 50 catches. I think all 4 of those are the reasons.
And he's going to stay on the field. That's the other thing. I mean, I think as the like the 4th or 5th or 6th option as a receiver for Tom Brady's offense, I think he's probably not going to get those. I mean, most of the time he got hurt, it was in open field hits.
I mean, if I'm Gronk, though, every player has an ego. What if they tell you they don't? They're lying. Every player has an ego.
Right.
He was Brady's number one guy.
Right.
He was one of the faces of the Patriots along with Edelman and Brady. He's not the face of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is he? Colin says his role is going to be a mentor, the people who he spreads Brady's gospel throughout the locker room. If I'm Gronk, do I want to come back for that? This game beat me up physically. It beat me up mentally. I reached a level of happiness. And if I'm not going to be the guy, do I want to come back for that? I don't know that they're going to win a championship. I'm not getting... You know, $10 million is $10 million. But
right.
I could have got a bunch of money doing my wrestling thing.
Right.
And now I'm putting my body at risk, and my numbers are going to go down. I don't know that interests me.
You know what? It may turn out to like the last year, like a Joe Montana playing in Kansas City, or Marcus Allen, even though Marcus Allen played well in Kansas City. Yes. Or, you know, Joe Namath, finishing up with the Rams, or something like that. I don't know. I think he's going to be better, but he's certainly not going to have a Hall of Fame statistics. But I really believe it's a chance to stick it to the Patriots. And I believe he left early because he didn't want to do the Patriot thing anymore. Now is a chance to come back, have fun, and not put all that work into it. I think that's a big part of it also. I think all that's the reason why he came back. 802-655-6672. Hour 1 just flew on by. Brady's going to tell you what's trending. And then we'll get you ready for the top 4 at 4. That's next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.